It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The long-awaited Milwaukee streetcar is finally here. This Friday, the Hop will open to the public, who can take it from the train station to the Lower East Side and back again. We take a look at the project and how it relates to urban revitalization, transportation equity, and gentrification in the city of Milwaukee. What do you think about this new streetcar? Is it a good investment, or does something about the project give you pause? What do you think about the areas that it covers? Too small? Just right? Too big? Are you excited to ride in the Milwaukee streetcar? What makes you want to experience this unique mode of transportation? Maybe you plan to stay far away from it. Either way, tell us why. Perhaps you live in another community and you want to go and visit Milwaukee and try out the streetcar. Tell us about that. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Ivy Hu is chair of the department and a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Architecture and Urban Planning. She joins us from our WPR studios in Milwaukee. Ivy, welcome to the Morning Show.
Thank you, John. It's nice to be here.
Tell us about the Milwaukee streetcar. What does the streetcar car look like? What kind of vehicle is this, and how does it run?
It's on a 2.5 mile stretch, and the streetcar now has two routes. One is circling around in the downtown area and has a small spur to the lakefront. And you can think of the train as a very big bus or a very long truck. And it's a very modern building. It has the hop symbol on the car, so it's going to be interesting to ride it.
And it runs on electricity over tracks?
Yes, it runs on electricity over the track.
People in Wisconsin may still be familiar with streetcars, those who are old enough, and I guess I would have to count myself as one of those. Others may have encountered trolleys in some cities. What's the difference between what we think of as streetcars or trolleys and what the hop is in Milwaukee?
I think technology-wise, there is no much difference, and it runs on the fixed track. It has a very small space in between the stops, so you can hop on and hop off, going to different destinations very easily. To my understanding, it's just the name, trolley or streetcar. It basically means technology-wise the same thing. Of course, we have newer, cleaner technology for sure now.
But this isn't my grandfather's streetcar. They were bumpy and noisy and uncomfortable. Tell us about these modern streetcars. What are they like inside?
It's going to be very quiet, and the ride is going to be very smooth. I haven't tried out, and I'm going to try out our hop this coming weekend. But when I ride other streetcars across the country, they are very comfortable, and you can see the streetscaping. You can see people walking by. It's going to be very pleasant.
And how many people can ride on these at one time?
A few hundred, but we are, like, as transportation professionals, we are talking about daily rideship, and the expected daily rideship is around 2,000 a day.
So now that we understand what it looks like and how it works, let's talk about the primary purpose of the Milwaukee streetcar. Why does it exist?
Oh, well, we've been talking about streetcar or a rail transit system for a long time. So the funding, actually the federal funding, came to Milwaukee in the 1991. So when the IST, the multiple-year federal funding, federal law was passed during that time. And the law was to encourage multimodal, safe transportation system for all people. So along with other larger metropolitan areas like Los Angeles, like DC, Milwaukee also get a big chunk of federal funds to support a expansive transit system in Milwaukee. But over the time, the city didn't have the matching fund, and the discussion of a rail system, rail transit system, has been going on for years until 2015. So that was when the time that the Common Council of Milwaukee approved the current scope of the streetcar. That's the streetcar we see today with the 2.5 mile stretch.
So is part of the reason for this thing to exist to attract tourism, to get people to come to downtown Milwaukee, something else? What's the goal here?
I guess the larger goal is economic development. So the goal is slightly different from almost 30 years ago. At that time, we were talking about transportation support, transportation access to jobs, to opportunities. Right now, I think the goal is more on improve the image of Milwaukee and serving right now with the 2.5 mile distance, serving the downtown business residents, and for sure tourists and visitors to downtown can enjoy the convenient ride, the convenient service provided by the streetcar.
So for our listeners who aren't in Milwaukee, give us some background. This has been in the works since the early 90s, and what finally tipped the scales and made this thing a reality?
I think is the perception and acceptance of transit services. For years, there is a perception transit, and there is a perception that rail transit is going to be super expensive and it's going to be costly for the residents, and they serve higher income people, those people living in downtown and connecting to suburbs. Over the years, we realized that we cannot rely on private automobiles. The streets are getting congested, the air quality is getting worsened with the emission from the cars. So residents in Milwaukee, it seems to me, are more and more acceptable to environmental friendly, convenient transit services. And we know that transit is not as perceived as slow, efficient, and transit is more convenient and serving different residents and give very convenient services or access to a lot of different opportunities. So I think Milwaukee residents are accepting a new mode or a new phase of transit. I just want to bring up, like, in addition to the streetcar, Milwaukee is also seeking grants to build the first bus rapid transit system in Milwaukee. So we're talking about a lot of different modes of transit now.
Ivy Hu is chair of the department and a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Architecture and Urban Planning. We're talking about the new Milwaukee streetcar, the Hop. You can hop on the Hop starting this Friday. They're opening it up to the public, and you can check that out if you're in Milwaukee. The streetcar in Milwaukee moves on city streets. The official website details that it goes between 25 and 30 miles per hour and stops every 3 to 4 blocks. What are some safety concerns people raise with a streetcar sharing the street with buses and cars?
We've seen some small accidents already. The main reason is that people haven't got used to a big train on the street and it's mixed traffic. I guess the only thing we can do is just be aware of streetcar. Just know that it's a big train, or imagine it's a big track. Do not stop suddenly in front of the train. Do not turn right in front of the train. Those are the things that, like, we need to consider when we are aware there is a big train riding next to us.
And what about pedestrians or bicyclists? How are officials making sure that they aren't in danger?
There are a lot of new pavements and new design features to make sure that people are aware that the train is coming and pedestrians can cross the street safely, watching out for the train. And frankly, when people get used to the streetcar and when people get used to the mixed traffic, it's going to be safer for pedestrians and bicyclists if the streetcar can reduce automobile traffic on the streets. We've seen a lot of successful examples across the country when the streets are more open to transit, reduce the traffic of private automobiles, that encourage people walking, biking on the streets. That's going to increase the safety.
And speaking of bicycles, some bicycle riders aren't happy with the trolley or with the streetcar because their tires have gotten wedged in the streetcar tracks. Have we seen other complaints already?
Yeah, we've seen complaints about bicyclists get their tires in the track. And people are also worried about how to get their bikes on and off the train, but that's going to be sorted out very easily. And the bicyclists probably can also consider, if they're really worried about their tires, they can consider alternative routes. So instead of using the street with the streetcar track, they can go to the next block. And we also have, I'm sorry, we
No, go
also
ahead.
have the bike tracks around the station areas and helping people to transfer from bicycle into the new streetcar.
Professor Ivahoo stays with us talking about the Milwaukee streetcar. What do you think about the streetcar? Is the hop a good investment or not? What do you think about the areas that it covers? Do you think it's too small an area or is it just right? Are you excited to ride the hop in Milwaukee? What makes you want to experience this unique mode of transportation? Or maybe you plan to stay as far away from it as you can. Well, either way, tell us why. Maybe you live in a community that has a streetcar. What are the advantages you see and what are the challenges you encounter? You can hop on the radio with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, and you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The much-ballyhooed Milwaukee streetcar, the Hop, opens to the public this Friday, and we're wondering what you think of this project. Perhaps you live in another community that has a streetcar. Talk about what that's been like in your community. What are the challenges? What are the advantages? Tell us your story. Have you seen the Milwaukee streetcar or its tracks? What's your first impression? Would you travel to Wisconsin's largest city to take a ride on it? Do you think leaders are spending the right amount of money on a streetcar in Milwaukee, or is it maybe not a valid use of funding in your view? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Ivy Hu is our guest. She is a chair of the department and a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Architecture and Urban Planning. Ivy, we have a lot of questions. One of them comes from a caller. Let's go to Jeremy in Racine. Jeremy, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I got a several questions. What did it cost to build this 2-mile stretch of light rail in downtown Milwaukee, and what is the annual cost to maintain it? And then the other question is, what was the census outside of the immediate downtown area on the construction of this project? Most people I speak with that live in Milwaukee are not too fond of it. It really serves them no purpose, and they feel that they have a lot more pressing needs that need to be taken care of as far as infrastructure, law enforcement, fire prevention, all that stuff in Milwaukee that was more important to them than this stretch of railroad.
Jeremy, thanks for those questions. Let's try and take them one at a time. First of all, how much did this project actually cost?
The expected cost is close to $130 million, and the actual cost right now is reaching $100 million. But we have to understand that more than half of the funding actually comes from the federal government. So as I was explaining, in 1990s, we actually got hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal grants, and we still have $55 million left from that time, and we use it on the streetcar. Additionally, the state of Milwaukee also acquired around $15 million from a new federal grant that's also used to support the construction and the purchasing the vehicle for the current 2-mile stretch.
And what will it cost? What will the annual operating cost of this of the hop be?
It's going to be $3.5 million, we talked about the fare. The fare can be paid to recover some of the operating cost. But if we consider the daily riders, 2,000, then we probably can recover 700,000 the fare. So sort of 20% of the operating cost. But I want to emphasize that it's very common practice. Transit is subsidized across the country, and the 20 to 30% fare box recovery rate is about the average across the country.
Is this streetcar coming at the expense of other mass transit projects, such as expanding bus lines or even light rail?
I don't see it in that way. I see the streetcar is a small piece in a large transit system, which includes transit, which includes MCTS system, Milwaukee County Transit Services system. And we also can consider the streetcar serves other purposes for people who drive to downtown. And they can park in one location, then get to a lot of different destinations downtown area without driving or without walking in the cold weather. So the streetcar can be a supplement for the transit system and can be a supplement for other people who drive or take bus to come into downtown. Then they can easily explore downtown area.
The Jeremy's other point, and this is something that other people have brought up, is that Milwaukee had a lot of needs, and people wonder why they spent the money on the HOP instead of putting it into, say, law enforcement or the school system or some other need. Considering the source of the funding, could they have actually done that? I mean, is that a valid criticism?
I see the point and I understand the concern. First, a large part of the funding, including the capital cost, as we were seeing, close to $100 million now, and a large part of the operating cost, although it's $3.5 million every year, most of them are provided or are funded by the federal government. So we got the funding to do that. And the small part of the capital cost and the operating cost will come from the fare and will come from the TIF. It's tax incremental financing, the system in the city of Milwaukee. The expectation is that the streetcar can improve the property value and it can increase the attractiveness of the downtown. A lot of people want to enjoy urban life and the streetcar can potentially provide that atmosphere, that amenities for people to see Milwaukee City as a revived, as a very lively city. In that sense, again, streetcar is a tool to improve the economy and potentially bring a lot of tax dollars money into the city, which can be used later on to a lot of needed areas, education, law enforcement, etc., etc.
So how is the streetcar affecting property values in Milwaukee?
Well, I heard that property price is going up right now along the station areas, and there is new development on the lakeshore and connecting to the streetcar system as well. So people are expecting, business owners and potential riders are excited about this.
One issue that gets brought up at times like this is the issue of gentrification, the idea of wealthier people moving into less wealthy neighborhoods, renovating the area and driving out poorer residents who can't afford to live there anymore. Could this streetcar contribute to gentrification in Milwaukee?
It could potentially. And right now we're talking about the downtown area. So the extent of the further gentrification property is limited. But we're also talking about the expansion of the streetcar system. So potentially it could be expanded north on the Martin Luther King Drive. So it will go through, once we get the funding, it will go through the inner city black neighborhoods. And it can potentially extend south from the Third Ward into Walker's Point. And Walker's Point is already started to see gentrification. So yes, I see the concern that gentrification might displace current residents, but it can also bring in benefits like improve the property value, bring in business into these neighborhoods. Again, we need to look at gentrification from both sides.
Let's take another call here. Charlie is with us from Milwaukee. Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, one, why would we build a trolley system that might be hindered by the, you know, the weather? I mean, I heard it will now work very well in, hello?
Yep, we're here. Go ahead.
I heard that it was.
I think we lost Charlie. Bad cell. You're cutting in and out. The point, Charlie's point is, why would we build a system that's going to have trouble working in the wintertime when there's snow?
We are still trying to figure out the snow plowing, everything. But trolley or streetcar in cold weather is very common. And so there is going to be totally solution on that. I just visited Buffalo last week. So they also have a light rail system. There is no issue with, you know, operating a streetcar or light rail in cold weather.
Does you mentioned a possible expansion of the streetcar the streetcar system right now? Does it go to the new Bucks Arena? And if not, is there a plan to send it there?
Yes, that's the discussion, and the city submitted grant application to the federal government. We haven't got the funding yet, so the city will keep trying. And for future expansion as well, we are seeking federal grants.
The Milwaukee streetcar gets electricity from an overhead wire. What do urban planners have to consider when implementing this kind of infrastructure?
Well, the utility is a surprise after the proposal was approved. But in urban planning, we consider more about equity, about economic development, about the ridership. So that's all part of the consideration. And I also hope that the streetcar can eventually extend it to UWM, where I work. And I'm sure a lot of faculty and students and staff would love to ride streetcar down to downtown area and explore the restaurants, the entertainment that Milwaukee City can offer us.
And how much does it cost to ride on the hop?
Right now, it's free. It's going to be free for a year. And after that, it's going to be $1 per ride.
$1 per ride. Wow, that sounds pretty reasonable. And what are people, what are you hearing? What are people saying about the streetcar right now versus other ways of getting around town?
People are expecting it. We want to try it out. And I also hear concerns like the previous caller saying, like, oh, well, it's downtown area. It's not helping us living in different areas of Milwaukee. And again, we need to think about streetcar as a small piece in a large transportation system. And again, by, you know, just 2 miles, probably it doesn't really increase people's transportation mobility or accessibility. But over time, once expanded, once it's incorporated into the large transit system, a transportation system, we can see its potential benefits.
Ivy Hu, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, John.
Ivy Hu is chair of the department and professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Architecture and Urban Planning. She joined us from our Milwaukee studios. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.